This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So-called silver cloud that we'll be discussing at the end of the next segment. The Mueller report's out. But first, now Attorney General Barr cleaning up for the Obama deep state stay behind network that got caught trying to overturn an election, working with actual Russians that are run by Soros to do it. And Mr. Steele, he now moves into the area of obstruction. That's when the president says, "I'm innocent. None of us took money from Russia. This is a bunch of crap." He would reportedly cuss at people, which is what you do when you're being accused of being a foreign agent. When you're Mr. Red, White, and Blue, you get pissed off. That's what happens. I'm sorry. Somebody ever accuses you of being a traitor, see how it feels. See, a Democrat would love that because they hate America. The average Democrat would be like, "Yeah, of course I hate America. That's cool." Those of us that care about the country and are honorable, it gets our blood temperature up. Here it is.
"As I addressed in my March 24th letter, the special counsel did not make a traditional prosecutorial judgment regarding this allegation. Instead, the report recounts 10 episodes involving the president and discusses potential legal theories for connecting those activities to the elements of an obstruction offense. After carefully reviewing the facts and legal theories outlined in the report and in consultation with the Office of Legal Counsel and other department lawyers, the Deputy Attorney General and I concluded that the evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. Although the Deputy Attorney General and I disagreed with some of the special counsel's legal theories and felt that some of the episodes examined did not amount to obstruction as a matter of law, we did not rely solely on that in making our decision. Instead, we accepted the special counsel's legal framework for purposes of our analysis and evaluated the evidence as presented by the special counsel in reaching our conclusions. In assessing the president's actions discussed in the report, it is important to bear in mind the context. President Trump faced an unprecedented situation. As he entered into office and sought to perform his responsibilities as president, federal agents and prosecutors were scrutinizing his conduct before and after taking office.
Let's pause again.
Conduct of some of it.
You've got Democrats who say it's an insurance policy to make sure he doesn't get elected, but if he does, remove him, creating a fraud, paying their family members hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece to work in a special private group so that their criminal activity wouldn't be under FOIA power. So it's a bunch of government officials and their wives and husbands set up a criminal group. They pay taxpayer money to the criminal group to cook up a bunch of lies. And then if the president gets upset and says that's a fraud, he's obstructing justice. You can't obstruct something when you're standing up against a pack of criminals. When there's no crime, when you've done nothing wrong, when you know it's a sack of garbage. You'd be insane not to say, what in the world are you talking about? Let's continue.
Yes. At the same time, there was relentless speculation in the news media about the president's personal culpability. Yet, as you said from the beginning.
Back it up. We're going to come back from break with this. There wasn't speculation. Russian scum! They're all Russians! The Russians are in control of our military! We must remove him! Remember who said that? Keith Olbermann. Remember who said we're going to kill the president? Phil Mudd. It's all the same group of knuckle-dragging, America-hating trash. John Brennan joined the Communist Party in college and still is in it. Clapper, all of them, literally hate this country. They're globalists. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed. I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, here's the president the last 2 years saying no collusion, no corruption, a compilation that he just tweeted out. We posted it to newswars.com. Then I've got big breaking news and more of the Attorney General's press conference. Here it is.
I do have the right to fight back, and I'm fighting back not for me. I'm fighting back for the people of this country.
No collusion.
There was no collusion.
No collusion.
No collusion.
There is absolutely no collusion.
There's no collusion.
The fact is there is no collusion.
No collusion.
There's no collusion.
This is a investigation where many, many millions of dollars has been spent. There's no collusion.
This is a win for this president who, for now 2 years, has essentially been screaming there was no Russia collusion. He is backed up by Mueller.
Maybe every time he said no collusion, like more than 231 times so far, maybe every time he said no collusion, he was telling the truth.
This was an illegal takedown that failed. And hopefully somebody's going to look at the other side.
Now, there's a huge story up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. It's also on Newswars.com. Trump never used executive privilege to redact from Mueller report, Barr says. But the Democrats and the FBI and the Justice Department, they all wanted large parts redacted. But in public, the Democrats are saying release the whole thing, knowing that the whole thing shows the criminal activity they were engaged in, demanding that all of this federal money be transferred over to groups to cook up all these lies about Trump, and now they've been demanding it all be released when it'll bring them down. Here's a clip.
Consistent with longstanding executive branch practice, the decision whether to assert executive privilege over any portion of the report rested with the President of the United States. Because the White House had voluntarily cooperated with the special counsel, significant portions of the report contained material over which the President could have asserted privilege, and he would have been well within his rights to do so. Following my March 29th letter, the Office of the White House Counsel requested the opportunity to review the redacted version of the report in order to advise the President on the potential invocation of privilege, which is consistent with longstanding practice. Following that review, the President confirmed that in the interest of transparency and full disclosure to the American people, he would not assert privilege over the special counsel's report. Accordingly, the public report I am releasing today contains redactions only for the four categories that I previously outlined, and no material has been redacted based on executive privilege. In addition, earlier this week, the President's personal counsel requested and was given the opportunity to read a final version of the redacted report before it was publicly released. That request was consistent with a practice followed under the Ethics in Government Act, which permitted individuals named in a report prepared by an independent counsel the opportunity to read the report before publication. The President's personal lawyers were not permitted to make and did not request any redactions.
So what's the takeaway from this? The corporate media, the establishment leftist media, reported 96% negative against the president, 100% negative against me, 100% negative against people like Sean Hannity that supported the president and laid out all this. They tried to remove Tucker Carlson off air. And all I'm saying to listeners is, those of us that have told the truth throughout this, that have represented the truth, that have been proven right and vindicated, we're torn up pretty bad. Fox News is in a move to turn into a leftist group, I can tell you from the highest levels, that Sean Hannity's called in and chewed out and yelled at for defending the president. I can tell you other people have been basically threatened with firing if they don't toe the line. I can tell you Laura Ingraham's hanging on by her fingernails. And you see them stacking an audience pro-Bernie Sanders at Fox News for a fake town hall. You see them hiring Donna Brazile, who helped rig debates for the Democrats. The deal's been made. They're still planning to take Trump out. I just want listeners to understand something. Your support and you spreading the word and all you've done is the reason this is happening. Like the president just said in that clip, I'm not fighting for me only, I'm fighting for you. And why did Trump tell you that? He could have rolled over to them once he was president-elect any time, and the power structure would have left him alone. He hasn't done that. And he's doing it for everybody, and so am I. But not because I'm a hero. The globalists are evil. They're anti-human. They're anti-God. They want to conquer this country. They want to break up our families. They're bad people. You can't run a white flag up to those guys. But you think about the corporate media, the big takeaway here is they lied about Trump, said he couldn't win the election. Then they said he was a Russian agent. They got caught in that. They've been caught in all these other things they did to Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh. They create frauds. It's what they do. And I'm telling you, you can't underestimate people like Ron Rosenstein. Roll some of the video behind me and just how disingenuous and criminal he is while he sits there like a possum that got caught in your backyard eating a big old pile of dog crap. And you walk outside at night and it's sitting over that pile of dog crap with it all over its face. I mean, that is a piece of garbage right there. And he's been caught. He lied to Congress and said he wasn't part of the coup. Then it turns out he was part of the 25th Amendment coup, and it was a serious coup. And now you've got Brennan and Clapper and all the usual suspects saying, well, okay, we did spy, but under orders from the president, we have executive privilege. Whew, man, why are those guys walking around? They personally try to destroy my life and so many other people's. And they're all anti-American filth that have covered up for the real sellout of this country. Globalist equals traitor. Globalist equals collusion. Globalism equals the death of your country. And the fact that we think it's a win, that we've proven this is a fraud, and we've proven that they created a fake dossier with taxpayer money, yeah, it's a win. But it's a loss if we don't push it all the way, because these crazy people are on TV telling us America shouldn't exist, American flags are bad, our military's bad, that we suck. That's what enemies do when they're in charge and are brainwashing you. If the mainstream media had full control, we'd be one giant re-education camp. But the good news is they got their own cult members to tune in for 2 years. The ratings for mainstream media were down over 90% in the last 20 years. They had a dead cat bounce. They went up 10%. So they were only about down 80%. They called that a boom in ratings. And now they're plunging down to about 5% of what they were. So they've lost three quarters of the viewers they had, even though they were down 80%. They're done. It's over. If we make it be over and just put placards out on your house or on your car or whatever. NSM is the enemy. Democratic Party is the enemy. Democrats didn't used to be the enemy. There's still some Democrats that are good people that are just brainwashed. But the lockstep Democrat from mid-level to the top are a globalist cult sworn to conquer the nation. Because if they conquer the country that has the technology and has the weapons, they want global domination. As Hitler said, today Germany, tomorrow the world. Well, listen, you bug-eyed control freak leftist. You Antifa professors, you professors, you know, caught trying to burn down St. Patty's Cathedral in New York. You're not getting what you want. You thought America was weak. No, America was asleep, Jack. It's not so asleep now. But I want America to get up and get fired up and really do something political. Because we've got to rout these people. Democrats and globalists are cancer, just like radical Islam.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the big win for the globalists, the big win for the left, the big win for the deep state. Yes, they lost the battle for their attempt to overthrow the election and their attempt to remove President Trump, but they won something very important to the larger global government system with this whole giant fraud. And unless this fraud unwinds their activities and brings them down, then it's a Pyrrhic victory. That means we've won this war, but at a great expense that ends up destroying those of us that are the good guys in the end. I'm going to get to that here in just a moment. Also, next segment, you know that when I hear about Russia collusion, I want to jump off a cliff. Not literally. I never will commit suicide. If they say I'd commit suicide, it's a lie. I mean, figuratively, we're all sick of Russian collusion. We know it's not true. But here at the end of it, at least, it's good to see mainstream media so discredited yet again, and to have less than 10% of the viewers they had just a decade ago or so. But next segment, I'm going to get into something that gives me an even bigger headache, and that's Sandy Hook. I hardly ever talk about Sandy Hook. I barely ever covered Sandy Hook. Hillary Clinton, as you know, chose to make it part of her campaign about me and Sandy Hook. So the left believes that I'm Sandy Hook Man. Look, it's Sandy Hook Man. And I've got an SH on my cape or something. And I'm a villain. But their attack pieces have gotten weirder and weirder and weirder. And the New York Times wrote a big one yesterday that I'm going to cover when we come back because it's very informative. And then I happened to go find the video clips of where what I talk about was on the news, and the lawyer is saying it wasn't. And I kept noticing all these anomalies and things that were there, they want me to say weren't there. And I'm not even getting into whether Sandy Hook happened or not. I think mass shootings happened. It's that they won't let it go. And they always say, Alex won't let it go. But they're the ones that won't. And now I've talked to locals in government, you name it, in Connecticut, and they explained to me that Senator Murphy and Blumenthal, especially Murphy, his whole career is off this. Blumenthal's son runs the law firm suing me. And it's like they're literally like they're the Sandy Hook vampires. They feed off these poor dead kids. So wait till I hit this next segment. Chris Murphy says, I must be taken off the air to save democracy because I won't stop attacking the families. No, it's you, you blood-sucking, arrogant little ghoul, who I've now learned from locals, ran on Sandy Hook and got into the U.S. Senate. That's all you've got? So now the shape of things is becoming very clear. And Lord works in mysterious ways, so that's all coming up. Also, somebody tried to burn down St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. But it's barely in the news because he's a leftist professor. I mean, he had big cans of gas and lighters, and they caught him with gasoline on the floor, but I'm sure he's a nice person. If he would have caught it on fire, we'd be hearing from the mayor, this is not arson, this is not arson, this is not arson. That's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to be getting to all of that as well. And I do have a guest popping in. I also want to open the phones up. for not this next segment, but the segment after and a little bit more. We'll get Avi on 15 after. Specifically on the Mueller report, what your big takeaway is, where you think all this is going. I'm going to give you the poison lining to the cloud, though, and why they still had a victory here in just a moment. But first off, let me just tell listeners about something that is the very best product for your telomeres, that's your DNA, for your mitochondrial DNA. That's the antioxidant that's next level. The PQQ, the CoQ10, the amount of it in here, depending on the equation, something like 40 boxes of the same chemical that's naturally occurring in blueberries. It's ridiculous. The CoQ10, the PPQ, we have the organically derived, and by that it's not synthetic. Most of the stuff that you see on the shelf's a tiny bottle of PQQ or CoQ10. It'll be like $50, because even the synthetic's expensive. This is the organically derived. I still want to be clear. It's not organic. There's no such thing as it being organic unless you eat 40 boxes of blueberries. It's genetically engineered bacteria created. But the point is that this is the real stuff. I want to warn you, though. When I first started taking it 5 years ago, and this is DNA Force Plus, it's even stronger since we upgraded it. You have to say plus. When I cut my finger off like 15 years ago, they reattached it. Document cam shot, please. I'll show folks. They reattached the finger, and you can see that right there. We're cut off. It was hanging by a piece of skin right here. Doesn't cut cleanly like you see in the movies. It's then tore it off. It was numb all the way up here. And the strangest thing is I started taking DNA Force, and about 2 months, my back, where I was numb from a football injury, hurt real bad because the nerve grew back. And then the feeling came back in my finger. First it tingled, and it came back. I was like, this is incredible. But I'm going to warn you. Most people that have old injuries and where nerves have kind of died out, this isn't just regenerating your cells. This isn't just slowing the shrinkage of telomeres, which is the same thing as making them last longer. It really does regenerate nerves in many areas. So it's the building blocks. And so you read about why are billionaires starving themselves. It's because it also studies show not eating a lot obviously makes you live longer. Trees that barely get enough water or whatever, they live longer. That's known. But they're also obsessed with PQQ and CoQ10. The Japanese are what discovered all this. And it's the next level. It's the best you're going to get. I remember saying, what's the top selling thing like 6 years ago? We're getting into supplements. I guess 7 years ago now. And, well, it's PQQ and CoQ10. But mainly people at grocery stores don't want to pay that, so they buy synthetic stuff that's still $50-$60 for a little bottle. But at medical clinics, it's not prescription, but people are willing to pay, you know, $300-$400, and it's a 6-7 times markup. We mark it up 150%, then we discount it 20-30% down to $119. They're still, again, most of the cost is the product. It's 20% off. The profit we make funds this operation, a 97% reviews, 4.7 power reviews, third party. Please go read the reviews for yourself. Here's some of the reviews. This is a reviewer. This is a real game changer. I got much more energy. My mind is much cleaner. My vision is much clearer. Oh, yeah, this is beyond carrots. Everything feels like brand new. Each and every one of my cells are much more efficient. And I can feel it. That's Mario in Montreal, Canada. 5 stars. Feel like $1 million, he said. Start running again. Submitted by Vincent in Houston, Texas. I have not run in a while, about a year. After taking this product, my cardio system feels like I haven't stopped training. And running feels like a breeze. I remember to take this every morning. The product is truly amazing. You will feel and notice tremendous difference in your life a week or two after consistent use. Yeah, you've got to take it all the time. That's why I forget. Just like Alex says, it's like X2. It takes a couple weeks to hit. This product made me feel, this is Victor in Toronto, Canada. This product made me feel livelier after its initial use. Would definitely recommend using it on a regular basis, and it goes on. Folks, I just cannot describe all the 5-star reviews. This is just, it's incredible. DNA Force Plus, InfoWarsStore.com. It costs a lot because it's worth a lot. It's next level. Try a bottle if you like it. Sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. InfoWarsStore.com. Fueling the human revolution. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. An additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Destroy us.
I'll try to shield.
story. Political career is over. Game over. No collusion, no obstruction. All right, let's get right to the meat and potatoes here. I'll open the phones up next segment into the next hour, and we have a special guest joining us, but I want your specific comments on the Mueller investigation, and I'll give you that little start of the next segment, that little poison lining of the cloud from my view, but I want to get your view as well. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Let's do first-time callers, give them a chance to get on first, 877-789-2539. But right now, let's get to this. There are so many New York Times articles routinely on the front page of the paper or on the front page of the website that I don't even read most of them. Because you read them and it's like painful. Not that they're attacking me, but that they're such liars. I mean, you know they're lying, but man, when you know the truth and it's about you and the stuff they're saying is just so in left field, it's crazy, but sometimes they tell the truth. And I was told by a New York Times writer about a year and a half ago, they said, you need to basically come in and join us and turn against Trump. You're going to be destroyed. This is an off-record conversation, meaning I can't say who told me this. But they said, you're the low-hanging fruit. They can't get Trump, so they want to get you. And they think you're the populace that got him elected so they can destroy you. They destroy his base. And I go, you mean you attack me? I turn against him, and my base turns against him. And I said, there's one way I'll turn against Trump, and that's if he turns against the Republic. You can put a gun to my head. And I told that son of a bitch, don't you ever call me again. And I've known that piece of crap a long time. Like, you think you're going to threaten me? And then I'm going to roll over? Not happening. It's like I told Politico, you can look it up, after Rand Paul got elected 5 years ago, they were like, oh my gosh, Rand Paul is incredible, blah, blah. They said, you know, we did all this stuff to him, he still won. And I said, the only way you can defeat Rand Paul is for the Politico to endorse him. But see, it's the one thing they can't do. You're hated in mainstream media. But as I've pointed out from experience, but also from that source, they literally believe their mythology that I'm like Godzilla attacking Tokyo and that if they can beat me, they can beat Trump and beat America. Remember how much the left hates America, how their ethos is, we're globalist, we will conquer America. It's the chicken you-know-what dimension, the chicken SH-T dimension. So I'm not going to read the whole lengthy New York Times article, but I actually read this yesterday when I got off air. It'd been out for a day or so. So maybe it's out for 2 days. And they took a clip from a 3-hour, 40-minute deposition I did a few months ago with Democrat lawyers here in Texas on Sandy Hook. And what they chose to attack me on, I knew happened. And so most of what they would bring up was like things that were real. That we legitimately questioned. And then, I mean, I guess they just thought that I would just go along with them. But when you read the article, it says, Alex is a consolation prize. Mueller didn't say Trump was a Russian agent, and Trump's winning, and Trump's probably going to win the 2020 election, but at least we're going to get to destroy Alex Jones. What a group of weirdos. I mean, knowing our enemies are that demented and crazed makes me feel good. Because even if they can tear me apart, which is their goal, you're going to continue on the fight, and I salute you. But just look at it. Read for yourself. Five days after Attorney General William Barr released his expectation deflating summary of the investigation of Trump campaign's suspected Russia connections, a pair of videos appeared on YouTube labeled Alex Jones, Sandy Hook Deposition. The hundreds of thousands of views those videos have accumulated attest to their appeal as a hashtag resistance consolation prize. Yeah, we've only had about 40 million views last week. We have 400,000 views. We're winning. Maybe it's not a habitually lying president, but at least someone is getting called to account under oath for his role in post-truthification. That's a great name for the New York Times. Of American public life. Jones, the Trump-endorsed proprietor of the conspiracy-mongering InfoWars media empire, is being sued for defamation by 10 families of children who's murdered at Sandy Hook Elementary School. That mass shooting, 7 years ago, maintained until recently, no, that's 5 years ago I said it happened, was a hoax perpetuated with the convenience of the victim's parents. Never said that. Many of whom have found themselves harassed and threatened, none by me, and hounded. And he goes on to say, that's a consolation prize to see Jones, even though we can't get Trump. Control of consolation prize. I don't have to read the whole thing again, but it says it in here. So that's all this is I'm like this symbolic simulation of victory for the horrible miscreant left, with one of their people just got caught trying to firebomb St. Patrick Cathedral in New York yesterday. I mean, they're so mad they don't control reality anymore. They don't know what to do. So let's just move on here. They then say, look at this incredible 3-minute clip that will play after the break. And go to your calls. Look at this incredible clip. Jones has pinned down how he made up that the news said there was a man in camo and black that got arrested, or that there was a drill nearby. And I keep telling Bankston, no, I've seen that video, their lawyer. And in 30 seconds, you can search and pull it up. We'll show it all to you when we come back. We're not saying it doesn't mean the shooting didn't happen. The point is, they want me to say the sky isn't blue. And then they use as their big proof, how do you even describe this? The New York Times claims that there weren't reports of two shooters or a man arrested in camo. I'm going to show you him being arrested. Think of the boldness of that. How they think they're part of the establishment. How the media thinks it can just lie about something that's on dozens of newscasts. We'll play those newscasts when we come back and finish up on this and move on and show you local news reporting reports of second gunmen, parents intimidated by other shooters they thought might exist. I mean, that's why people questioned this, which is totally reasonable in the age of media lying and so many hoaxes. But see, they took it as weakness 4 or 5 years ago, and I said, I'm sick of the debate. Mass shootings happened. I believe Sandy Hook happened. They went, oh, my God, he's weak now for some reason. Let's now make him the Sandy Hook man. No, I said that because I think the kids died. Now I have a right to question if I want. But now as we get deeper into this, it becomes the discovery of the politicos. Senator Murphy and Blumenthal have made it their whole career. They're the Sandy Hook vampires. It's their whole life. They live off this, and that's what really happened. And the cover-up of the slow police response, and I'm not attacking the police and all the rest of it, and then the lawyer suing the hero teacher that tried to save the children, and suing the police and suing the town, they're the vampires, the lawyers. They're the Sandy Hook vampires, and they'll be exposed in all this. They stuck their hand in a bear trap, and the Lord works in mysterious ways. So just keep those prayers coming, listeners, and keep the financial support coming, and you've got a commitment that I will damn the torpedoes, go straight at them. Store-wide free shipping is still in place, and 50% off all apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. It's the most fan broadcast in the world. Thanks for joining us. Please help spread the word because you're the only way we get out there. I want to thank you again. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Show, I want to shift gears into your phone calls on the Mueller report and how big a devastating blow it is to the controlled Democrat press that they've been proven to be liars yet again, and it's really them in Russian collusion, and they paid for a fake dossier and with taxpayer money. We're going to get to all that in just a few minutes. The toll-free number for first-time callers on this subject only, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, please. Let's give new callers a chance, 877-789-2539. Thank you. So, I'm reading the New York Times, and it's the power they've got, like Democrats have, to yell and scream and run a conservative out of a restaurant, or you know how they have the power to have CPS take your kids, or how they have the power to bring in illegal aliens to run your life, but don't want them brought to their city. They talk about how incredible this lawyer is, the new Perry Mason. I guess if you crossed Gollum with a lawyer, you would get Mark Bankston. Chortling, giggling, rubbing his hands together like a gremlin or something. He kept going, oh, so you say, well, I'll play the clip. So you say you saw a man in SWAT gear in the woods. I'm like, it's on a helicopter feed. It's on the news. They reported in a bunch of newspapers. He's like, no, those were reporters. I'm like, well, reporters too, but no, this was separate. He's like, no. Well, see, the New York Times knows you're not going to go look that up. So we went and looked it up. We've got newscast after newcast. And even though it's low-res footage, we watched it live at the time, you can see the man in camo and with the black shirt that the police arrested and eyewitnesses saying it and local news and then police later and prosecutors and others saying, we're worried about second shooters. Months later, targeting the families. So, and as I said in the deposition, yeah, I think there still could be a second shooter at large. There's something going on here. It took them 6 years to put a report out on this. It's not illegal to question things. So there's something big in Sandy Hook. So here they are in this article saying Jones caught making up man in the woods. Well, here's a few of the newscast clips, and I'll show you a bunch of newspapers. Here it is. And go ahead and feed audio, because we've got helicopter audio. Why would we send video that has the helicopter audio? I just, for the life of me, I can't understand that, but it doesn't really matter. So again, if you're a radio listener, you obviously can't hear this, but this is the police, and this is the footage of the man in the woods, in the camo, and all the rest of it from the historical records vault. And again, then they announced on the news that that is indeed what they've done. There's not really much there to miss when you have the helicopter audio of the blade spinning and all the rest of it. But it does show, if you're a radio listener, you obviously can't see this, the police going to the woods, and then they have the local newscast talking about it with eyewitnesses, and then I'll show you some of those news articles. So let's go ahead.
Out of the woods, I saw him walk a guy out earlier with handcuffs. He walked by us and said he didn't do it.
It was a grown man.
A grown man. Yeah, he's sitting in the front of the police car over there now. So I mean,
he didn't have a gun.
No, I didn't see any gun. Just had him handcuffed, and he walked by us and looked into parents' eyes and said, "I didn't do it."
How was he dressed?
Camo pants with a dark jacket.
And again, we have another clip that I'm going to play. Clip three, two shooters, Woods witnessed, news director. Let's play clip three now. Here it is.
Walk a guy out of the woods. I saw him walk a guy out earlier with handcuffs. He walked by us and said he didn't do it.
It was a grown man.
A grown man, yeah. He's sitting in the front of the police car over there now. So, I mean,
he didn't have a gun?
No, I didn't see any gun. Just had him handcuffed. And he walked by us and looked into parents' eyes and said, I didn't do it.
How was he dressed?
Camo pants with a dark jacket.
We have Mike Bellamy, news director for WICC 600. Mike, two shooters, is this the latest?
Yeah, the latest information is that two shooters, we have unconfirmed reports that one of the shooters is dead, and there is another individual who's being pulled out of a wooded area in handcuffs and being questioned by police. As you guys have been reporting, it happened in the 9 o'clock hour local time this morning, but the latest information is unconfirmed reports, two shooters, one of the shooters dead, and another shooter, possible shooter, in handcuffs being pulled out of a local wooded area.
Okay, what do we know about injuries?
And I could go on for hours here, but you get the whole point. You can play the clip over and over again of the lawyer telling me, there was no man in camo with a dark top on. There was no tactical gear. You just made that up, didn't you, Mr. Jones? Even though I've got Business Insider, Associated Press, the local New Haven paper. Let me show you a document cam shot for TV viewers. Police union seeks funding for trauma treatment. Archived today. This is out of the local Newtown Bee. And it says right here, a man with a gun who was spotted in the woods near the school on the day of the incident was an off-duty tactical squad police officer from another town, according to sources. Let me show you another article. You want to get a shot of that right there? Get a shot of that with the highlight? Thanks. We can put that in post when I post this right there for folks. So, see, this is what I'm going off of. They're acting like I'm just making all this up. Footage of police arresting second man in woods right after the Sandy Hook shooting. That's Business Insider. Are we going to sue them? Terror attacks and drills, coincidence or conspiracy? This article gets into all the drills that were running that day. And I've got more. Sandy Hook DA cites potential suspects Sears witness safety. So it says we got to keep everything secret. This is months after it happened because there might be another shooter. That's 3 months later, February of the next year. So we're saying, hey, there may be more shooters. Well, the DA said that. How about you sue him? See, what they don't want is you looking into this. And I don't know what's going on here, but this is getting crazy. They have this lawyer trying to tell me none of this is going on and that there was nobody in the woods in camo that got arrested. Well, here's the deposition. You just saw the news reporting it. Here's the deposition. Acting like I made this up. Here it is.
What about they're finding people in the backwoods that are dressed up in SWAT gear? That's not true, is it?
I saw it on the national news.
You saw somebody in SWAT gear in the woods.
Yeah, black and camouflage. The police arrested them, and they said there was a SWAT drill in the area.
No, Mr. Jones, I'm asking you. Did you see a video of a man in SWAT gear being arrested?
I saw the helicopter talking about it, and they said they later arrested the man.
So when you told your audience he was dressed up in SWAT gear, that's just something you made up, isn't it? There's nobody dressed up in SWAT gear.
I do remember that being on the news.
What being on the news?
The helicopter and the man behind the school and the report of the guy in the SWAT gear and the police saying they arrested him. And later they said they didn't.
Yes, two reporters with cameras. There's reports about it. There's no man in SWAT gear in that video, is there? That's just something you made up.
Nope, I didn't make it up.
So you think you can produce to me a video of a man in SWAT gear in the woods?
I remember that's what was being reported on the news.
Okay, so now it's not you saw it in the video. Now it's somebody else said it.
But I remember seeing a guy, and it looked like in the video like he was in camo and black.
Okay, first of all, camo and black, what does that mean? He has camo pants on?
I mean, I would tend to think that means kind of paramilitary outfit.
Okay, so anybody you see in camo pants when you're walking down the street, you're like, that guy's paramilitary.
Objection.
Is that your belief?
Objection.
I really have. I told you what my memory is.
Is it fair to describe any gentleman wearing camo pants as being dressed in SWAT gear? Do you think that's an honest and accurate way to describe that?
Objection as to form.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way to describe it.
Oh, so you what I'm trying to get at, Mr. Jones, is you don't think saying that a man who's dressed up in SWAT gear fine behind the school when he's not actually wearing any SWAT gear is in any way alarmist or dangerous to say?
All right, so if you're a TV viewer, you can see all this. Everyone I talk to goes, yeah, I remember on the news. We've even got a low-res version. We're digging through all our archives because we taped it that day. We have an HD one where you can totally see the guy, black shirt, camo. He's in the grass. You can see it in the footage we just showed with the three cops with guns out on him. They're wearing blue, so they stand out, but he blends into the grass. But we have locals saying he was in tactical gear. He had a gun. He was back there in the woods. The cops chased him. I mean, I just showed you the local news saying tactical gear, SWAT gear. I'm not making anything up. I'm not a Russian agent. I love America. I stand for justice. I love my children. I just tell you what I see. I'm not perfect. But the New York Times thinks you're so weak that they will say, look, we got Jones. There was nobody arrested in SWAT gear. And the damn paper says SWAT gear. All I'm doing is reporting what was seen.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.